4th of July. And speaking of the 4th of July, things coming up at historic Brattonsville, one of my favorite places in York County. And, of course, Karen Cox here with the historic Brattonsville folks. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming out today.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Looking at forward to some great stuff. This is the only chance we really get to have an event at Hightower Hall.
Well, no. One of the only ones.
All right. One of the only ones.
It's open very seldom, but this is one of the days that it is. So come on out and celebrate Independence Day with us.
It starts at 10 a.m. and
yes.
we have a
on Tuesday. On Tuesday.
That's right. On the 4th.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So that one day from 10 to 4, really quite exciting because we're going to have a reading of the Declaration of Independence.
Yeah, that's my highlight. That's the highlight of the day. Definitely.
We even know? It's like we don't really hear it.
No. It's a long document. A lot of important facts get brought to light in that document, but it's a good one to hear every year on the 4th of July.
Is it all hands on deck as far as all the interpreters go?
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Yes. Yep.
Everybody wants to come out and sort of be a part of this day.
Yeah. In fact, I've had a lot of volunteers that said, I want to read a portion of the Declaration. So just trying to get everybody a spot.
You just cut up little pieces of paper and hand it to them.
Here you go, read this. So.
Well, they were talking about the tissue paper balloons. You're wondering about that. What's that all about?
Well, believe it or not, they had children's books that were printed in the mid-19th century and earlier of giving kids, boys and girls, ideas of things to do. To be creative, to pass time, to play games. And one of the things that was mentioned in one of those books is how to make a tissue paper balloon. And for me, the kicker was, okay, now we're going to hold this over a fire to heat the air on the inside, and then it will rise. So there's a little bit of caution. You can't get the balloon, obviously, too close to the fire because it is a tissue paper balloon. But yes, it's, 4 feet tall and probably as big around. It's huge.
Wow.
So we're going to send that up. We've done it in the past, and it's a really, really cool sight. So.
Well, there's all just sort of takes you back into the time, I guess, and we're talking about dancing.
We're going to do some dancing as well. Yeah, and we're just trying to recreate a backyard barbecue where the whole family and the neighbors and everybody got together because the 4th of July was huge, a huge celebration in the 19th century.
This is right on the heels.
Christmas.
Absolutely. So. Right on the heels of the Revolutionary War, really. People that still had it in their memories, their grandparents.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Some of those people that fought the Revolution. Because we are recreating an 1850s celebration.
Okay.
And there were still some Rev War vets around.
Amazing to me. Well, historic Brattonsville really does all kinds of amazing things. Other things coming up in July. We're having Huck's Defeat coming
Battle
back.
Battle of Huck's Defeat will be celebrated not that next weekend, but the following weekend, the 15th and the 16th as well. But that's a whole nother event. So we'll get through this one. We'll have fun on the 4th first, and then we'll look forward to
I want to know about this children's military drills because as a parent, I want to know, what am I going to put him through here?
It's a lot of fun. Sometimes it's teaching them right and left because
and yes, we like
right.
that.
Yeah, so but it's just a way to get the kids. We put a toy dummy gun in their hands and they get to march. They were given the command, you know, hold the drawer filled this way, and then they sometimes they do a charge with the musket, but some of the gentlemen have a good time with the kids, lining them all. Kids of all ages. It doesn't have to be little kids. If you mom and dad can jump in there as well, too. But learn what it's like to be in the militia and what the militia was all about and why it was important, how to train farmers to be soldiers.
And we can get them disciplined.
Yeah, you bet. Yes, by the end of the day, you bet.
They'll listen to everything. Good.
Yes.
Is everything just happening around Hightower Hall, or will there be activities at the Homestead area?
Well, the entire site is open to the public. Once you come and pay your admission fees or come on in, as if you're a member, you get in free. This whole site is yours. So all the interpretive activity, all the 4th of July interpretive activities will be happening at Hightower Hall.
Okay.
But we will have some activities going on at the main site as well. But the bulk of things will be happening at Hightower.
I wondered about how do you make decisions as the years go? I mean, this comes up every year, so you guys get together and decide, well, let's do it this way this year.
Well, there's a lot of elements that have to happen because we like tradition. We as a society, you know, have to have things the way we did it last year because that's the way I always do it. So there's some of that. But then trying to add new things in it. So we're going to do some relay races in the backyard this year.
Fun.
Even giving kids ribbons if they come in first or second.
So cute.
Just adding new elements, but keeping some of the very popular, strong traditions.
You're more of a textile person. You sort of handle a lot of those. If anybody has a textile question, I think they come to you, don't they?
Well,
you can handle the loom. Like you can set up the loom and know how to do that.
Yes.
That's a pretty interesting skill.
It is. Yeah, it can be a lot of fun.
And you make things that you use of your own as well as over there for people.
Yes.
It's really cool. Yeah. You're very humble, but I know that you do a good job at that.
Thank you.
It's pretty neat. I think everybody should be a member of chmuseums.org.
Oh, there's so many benefits, not just the Historic Brattonsville, but the greater organization as well. There's just a lot that you can take advantage of if you're a member.
Now, will they close the road?
No, because parking and everything is happening on the same side of the road. So there's no need to close the road for this one.
Well, good.
So come straight to Hightower Hall. You do not have to go down to the main site for admissions. You can go there if that's the direction you're coming from, but by all means, stop first at Hightower Hall. We will get you taken care of right there.
All right. It's one of my favorite spots in the whole place of York County. So we think that Independence Day at Hightower Hall, Historic Brattonsville, is the place to be.
Yes, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Starts around 10. When do we read the Declaration of Independence? When will we hear it?
Well, that is because that's the climax for the day. That will be at 3:30.
Okay.
So everything will build up towards that, and then we will read that and have the historic toasts immediately following. So come on out early and enjoy the entire day, but definitely stay for the reading at 3:30.
I think
from the front porch steps, which is going to be awesome.
That's really great. There's so many opportunities to see, like, you improve the buildings. You have the little place now, like the little pub that you can go down later behind the regular place.
On occasion, the tavern does surface.
It does. It's like you guys sort of work together to make it all look so authentic and great.
Yes, so
it's a good job over there.
Well, thank you.
Go to chmuseums.org. Become a member of the Cultural and Heritage Museums. Get in free. It's a less than $100 for a family of four
definitely.
For a whole year.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yep.
Karen Cox, thanks so much for coming out and letting
us
know.
You're
we'll
welcome.
See you out there on Independence Day.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
It's right now at